This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A plane carrying the body of the late U.S. Senator John McCain has arrived outside Washington after a memorial service in his home state of Arizona. As AP's Sagar Meghani tells us, McCain was praised by those both in and out of the Republican Party, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Biden says he's been thinking about why McCain's death has hit the nation so hard. Yes, he was a senator, presidential candidate, and war hero, but Biden says it was something less tangible.
I think it's because they knew John believed so deeply and so passionately in the soul of America.
Biden says it was McCain's optimism that made him special.
Made John a giant among all of us.
Earlier speakers referred to McCain as America's hero. His body left Arizona for the last time and will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before being buried Sunday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. news reports say that President Donald Trump might have promised North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that he would sign a declaration to end the Korean War soon after their meeting. The investigative news outlet Vox cites multiple sources familiar with the negotiations as saying that Trump made the promise during his summit with Kim in Singapore in June. The report says Trump made the promise and later qualified it by asking North Korea to dismantle most of its nuclear arsenal first. The Vox report speculates that the change in terms has caused an increase in hostile rhetoric from Pyongyang. The Trump administration has not commented so far on that report. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.